name's Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 26th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
I'm Michael Collins, 25, from Eastleigh, which is now near Southampton in Hampshire.
And how are you doing today?
Okay, it's all been a bit unexpected, coping.
So, when were you told about it?
I think it was Tuesday afternoon, about 3 o'clock. So
how did you hear about the project?
I can't actually remember how I first heard about it. I knew a bit about it before they kind of announced it on the TV, but that's when I found out about it again, really, and then looked into it on the website.
What was it about the project that made you want to get involved?
It seems like something that's never going to happen again in this form. As soon as this comes down, something else is going on the plinth, and then there's something after that. It seemed a unique opportunity and something I hadn't heard of, even anything similar happening before.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
A bit shocked, because it was a last minute place. I thought, oh, I kind of knew all the places had been picked for the main people going up there. So it was a bit of a shock, but something I knew I had to go for and accept the place.
Could you talk a little bit about yourself, what you do for a living?
Okay, well, I'm not currently working. I've just finished university last summer, graduated from my Master's in Forensic IT, and looking for a job either in that or in teaching possibly. And I also do assist with a Beaver Scout group, which is what I'm up here representing today.
How long have you been involved in Scouts for?
I started myself as a cub in 1992, but then when I'd finished Scouts went away and just come back about a year ago as an adult helping out.
So what is it that you love so much about it?
It's giving children opportunity to do things that they don't get the opportunity to at school. We can take them canoeing, climbing, lots of things that they just can't get the opportunity to do, especially in cities where there's not the opportunity. We can take them out to the New Forest for a week, which is where we went for our summer camp, and we did canoeing, climbing, archery, which was the first time for a lot of them they'd done archery. And we just need the adults there to be able to give the children the chance to do that, so it's important, I think.
Is it something that you experienced and you involved yourself in when you were younger, so you can appreciate the value of it?
Yeah, I was a cub. I joined at age 8, and I stayed for, I think, about 5 or 6 years as a cub and a scout. So I got those opportunities. We went on camp to Isle of Wight, and I can't remember if I did canoeing, but there was similar things that they have the opportunity to do now. So that's what made it much more important to me, and my uncle's been with it all the way through, so I've helped out little bits before.
What kind of things do you enjoy doing with the Scouts?
Well, I work mainly with Beaver Scouts, so they're 6 and 7 years old, so unfortunately we can't really do the really adventurous things like canoeing, but just what I enjoy from it is seeing what they enjoy, that they enjoy going and just playing simple games. With their friends, we've got about 18 Beaver Scouts, and just seeing them run around having fun makes it fun for me. I also like organising slightly big things. We've had trips to Winchester to see the cathedral, and I'm organising a trip to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang next summer. So I like things like that, knowing that that's something for a lot of them. They won't have been to the theatre before to see a real musical, and it's me giving them the opportunity to do that, which I feel is great.
What are the children you work with? Are they at all? Are they just normal children from normal local schools?
Yeah, they're all just normal children. There's nothing special about them. They're ones who've shown an interest in being scouty. Maybe have other brothers, sisters who do it, or they may just be the first that want to do it, especially with Beaver Scouts. They come in at age 6 usually, not knowing what to expect, and they could be from any background. We've got children of all abilities, all different backgrounds, and they all come together for Beavers once a week.
Could you talk me through your hour?
Okay, well, first thing I've got to do is try and put my tent up, which shouldn't be too hard. It's a pop-up tent, so just got to make sure I hold on to it and it doesn't end up on the festival stage. And I've got posters to put up around it. And then if people can hear me, I'm going to talk a bit about the rain tax, which is something that's going to affect groups such as our scout group. By the water companies wanted to charge about £500 a year more just to take away the rainwater that lands on our building, which is something that me and a lot of other people think is quite unfair. But not many people have actually heard about it.
Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, when you pay your water bill, if you were paying for your own house, you pay for all the water you use, and plus them taking away any water that you've drained from a sink, and also it does include any water that they have to drain away at all from your property, which includes rainwater that's landed on your roof. They never used to charge that part of it to charities such as scout groups and churches, and it would be quite a big charge if you've got a building like ours, which is just a big flat building, lots of rain lands on it, and it would cost about £500 a year, which is obviously something that they now want to charge. Ofwat is saying they should charge all charities, charge everyone the same, so it means that we'd be paying the exact same way that a supermarket pays for whatever rain lands on their building, and as scouts we don't think that's fair. £500 is about the cost of a scout camp for a week for a scout group the size of ours, so it's quite a big chunk of money that we'd have to find.
So how exactly are you planning on raising this money?
It's money that we'd have to take from somewhere else. We'd have to do less activities or charge the young people more, which isn't something we want to do, especially in these times. We want to get more people coming in. We don't want to put people off by charging them more.
And how is the kind of the maintenance of the levels of people who are interested? Do you have random dips and lows, or is it always quite constant?
People interested in scouting. Well, our group's grown tremendously over the last year. About a year ago, we had 9 beaver scouts, and now we've got nearly 20. By next week, we may have 20 beavers. So the group has grown, which is a great thing. It means that there's more people coming in. We've also had more adults, which is an important thing for scouting, to get adults involved, because without adults you can't run anything. And our group's been very lucky recently. We're almost at a stage where we can't take any new people, which is good in one way but bad for anyone who wants to join, so it's good we've increased a lot.
So can I ask you a little bit about your childhood, kind of what it was like where you grew up?
Yeah, well, I grew up the same place I live now, in Eastleigh. Went to the local school, then a few years later moved to a different school. It was a much smaller school. There were 6 children in my year group, which is very unusual. Everything was pretty normal, though. It was normal school, but just very small. Joined clubs, as I said, at age 8, and had some good times with them, and gone on through a pretty normal childhood, I think.
What would you say your main interests are?
Well, from my education, it would be interest in IT. I've got 2 qualifications in IT, which is something I need to get a job in soon, and also on the side, of course, scouting. I also have an interest in the arts, mainly theatre, musical theatre and photography.
When you say you have an interest in musical theatre, what kind of...
Sitting, watching them, not actually getting up on a stage. When I was in Scouts, I did do gang show 1 year, and I had one line and hated having to do it in front of a room full of people. I've got so much respect for the people who can go up there every night and do it, but I just love going and knowing that it's different every night. It's something that's unique that you don't get when you just watch a film.
So just to go back to your hour, what exactly will you be taking it with you?
I've got a pop-up tent which has got a lovely cow print on it, which I borrowed from one of the other leaders. I've got some posters about the rain tax and some with just general scouty things on. I've got a megaphone that might help people actually hear me. And that's about it, really.
And are you wanting to engage with people whilst you're on the plinth?
I knew that it was going to be noisy here today. There's another event going on, so I've tried to be more visual. So I've got a big bright tent that people see and post for people to look at. I'm going to have to play it as it goes, see if what's going on and if people can hear me. I don't know that I can compete with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, who are going to be on at the same time as me.
And do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
It's hard to tell. It's something, like I said, it's unique, not something I've ever done before. If people are listening to me, it's going to be one of the biggest audiences I've spoken to, and there's probably only going to be one person out there who knows me, which is going to be very different to anything, so I think it will.
How are you feeling about the online streaming?
I've had a look at it and kind of know it's not too scary. You can just ignore the cameras if you want, or talk into them. I'm really glad it's there because it means my family can watch me. They haven't been able to come up today, but I'll be able to see what I'm doing. So I'm definitely glad that's there, and it's something that's very interesting.
And do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
You asked that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's like I say, it's something unique. So I think it will. It's not something I'll ever be able to do again.
Okay.
So I'll hopefully be glad I did it.
What do you think of this project so far? Have you been watching it since the beginning?
Yeah, I've watched a couple of the TV programmes, and since I got the phone call, I've been watching it a bit more on the website, and it's just so varied. You can see someone up there doing nothing. When I first told my mum how to watch it on the internet, she saw a man up there in a deck chair reading his newspaper, and people just shouting at him because he had nothing to do. And she that's what she thinks it's all like, and she hasn't seen the other people I've seen. It's just how many different things you can do on a 1 metre by 4 metre plinth. It's quite amazing.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's covered everything.
Okay.